Gene, before we talk about the upcoming football season, I want to go back to your days as an assistant coach under Boost Donnelly with MTSU. What do you remember most about those days, and what memories do you have that you still look back and reflect upon?
Some of my fondest memories in coaching. I spent 2 years there with Boost Donnelly. And his staff with Ed Bunio and Tommy Fiveash and Alec Robbins, I was a young coach. I had just got done being a graduate assistant at Clemson for Danny Ford. And what I remember is that when I went there, I thought I knew a lot of football till they asked me to teach it. And I started getting up there, trying to teach ball. And what I realized was this was the best group of teachers that I had ever been around. And I will give them credit to this day, all of them. They taught me how to coach football. Now, not necessarily understanding the X's and O's part, they taught me how to be a teacher of football to football players. They taught me how to have a progression and everything. It was just an amazing deal. We won 20-something games in 2 years. I'm so, so thankful for Boots and that staff. And to this day, I consider them to be great friends. But, man, I loved Murfreesboro. I loved MTSU. And I had a great 2 years there. Fond memories.
You know, it's amazing because I worked in media relations at Tennessee State when you were at MTSU. But when I start thinking about all the countless practices that I've witnessed in football, basketball, whatever, when I go to a game, especially at the high school ranks, I can say, okay, why aren't they doing this or that? Because when you're around that and you watch individuals like yourself learning how to teach players to do better at their position, you can't help but grasp some of that and some of it sink in.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really incredible because, I coached high school football before I ever got into college. Then I got into college and I was at Clemson as a graduate assistant soaking up all this knowledge. But what I realized when I got with these guys is that I knew football. I wasn't really great at teaching it. And they taught me how to teach it. And I carried that with me everywhere I went. And the rest is kind of history.
I was best friends with Rob Ryan when he was an assistant at Tennessee State during that same time you're talking about. And we would go to lunch almost every day, and we would be at a pizza buffet, and he would take out the crushed red pepper and the Parmesan cheese. It's okay, here's cover two, and this is how you break that. And so he would be breaking down offenses and defenses with all whatever's on
the
table.
Salt and pepper shaker. Yeah. No, I know. That's how coaches do it, right?
All right, so let's go back to I want to reflect back, because to win a national championship, it's one thing to be a good team. It's one thing to be a great team. But for a great team to be a championship team, and we go back to 2010, everybody wants to think Cam Newton. And not to take anything away from Cam Newton, but that team had a lot of senior leadership. And, Auburn needed every one of those players to produce that national title.
Yeah, I think people get lost in that. People want to focus on a coach. They want to focus on a player. But, look, winning a national championship is a team event. Okay, and in that particular year, we didn't have a lot of great NFL guys. We didn't have a lot of draft picks. We had the best offensive player in the country and maybe the best defensive player in the country in Nick Fairley. And other than that, we had a lot of really good, solid college players that loved the game and they played for each other. That's the bottom line. You don't have to have 8 first-rounders on your team to win a national championship. So we had 2 great players, one on each side of the ball, and we had some really great teammates that had been together for a while. They cared about each other, and they played together, and they played with confidence. And, to win a national championship, look, you got to have good players. You got to make good decisions. You got to have luck. I mean, there's all kinds of ingredients that go into that. And, we had that year. We made some good decisions. We had really good players at the right spots. And, we had some luck along the way as well. So, all of those things, kind of have to come together, and they did for us.
Having a chance once again to visit with Gene Chizik, I bring this up because you win that national title in 2010. I remember covering SEC Media Days and visiting with Trent Richardson, Mark Barron, the next SEC Media Days. And you were responsible, I'm going to throw it out there, you and that team for the 4 national titles that Alabama's won since. Because after that loss, the fact they were up 24-0 against your team and then blew it and lost 28-27, they saw 28-27 that entire offseason. I remember Trent Richardson says, we've been seeing it over and over and over again. and you saw how a team like that utilized something that happened in a negative way and used it as positive reinforcement. I bring it up because I'll be really intrigued to see how Alabama responds. It's one thing to lose a national title in the final play, you know what happened three seasons ago. It's different when you lose by 28. It'll be interesting to see how they utilize that.
There'll be a laser-sharp focus. There's no question in my mind. I mean, that was probably the most embarrassing loss. You know, it's one thing to lose like that just in general. It's another thing to lose like that when you're the only game in town. It's the biggest stage that you can play on. And very similar to what Alabama did to Notre Dame in 2012
right.
in that national championship game, right? And, you know, these players have a lot of pride. And, you know, they – look – that was not the Alabama way, right? And so you know they're going to see that. You know they're going to hear that. You know that there's not a day that goes by when they train that there is not a focus on the fact that that happened. And, you know, one thing that I know Nick always harps on at Alabama is complacency. Now, I don't – you know, I can't sit there and say they were complacent. I mean, they faced a team – that was extremely talented, extremely well coached, and they had a quarterback that was off the chart that night, right? So, and some receivers that were off the chart. And they just got outplayed.
Right.
And it's that simple. And
do you break a game down like that as a coach? Because, you know, as a fan, you see, oh, they got beat 28-0. It was awful. Or by 28, rather, I should say. But I go back and I look in the way the game played out in the third quarter, early fourth, a couple of key opportunities for Alabama in the red zone that they did not execute. If you score there 12 minutes ago, it's anybody's ball game. So if you try to look at it from a positive way as a coach and moving forward, do you look at it from that standpoint or just say, hey, we just got beaten, forget about it?
No, I think there's some things you could go back in that game and point to, and I'll to your point. Let's go back to when the game was, I think the score was Alabama was, I think that they had 14 points. But anyway, they were down in the red zone. It was they were on the 5-yard line.
Right.
And they had an illegal procedure.
Exactly.
Okay. That really made them, that gave them, they had the opportunity to score a touchdown, but that put them back to the 10, and they ended up having to kick a field goal. Okay. Well, let's just use that as the example. Okay. That's one thing you can look back and go, you know, undisciplined, you know, whatever that causes. The next thing is the first third and 14 of the game, either T. Higgins or Justin Ross runs right down the middle of the field. They blow a coverage, and 65 yards later, they drag him down. Okay, there's things like that that happened in the game that are preventable and change the momentum and swing of the game completely. So you can go back and you can say, yeah, on some things they did get beat, but on some other things they self-destructed as well. So, you know, I'm sure they'll go back and review all those things.
Gene, one final question. You hear the expression, once a coach, always a coach. Is that true with you?
In terms of what? Meaning like...
Just any way you want to interpret it. I'm going to just leave it out there and let it flow.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask me that. And, you know, I love what I'm doing. I just signed a new deal with ESPN and SEC Network. I love this side of it. I'll never say never. I've had ample opportunities, it'd be safe to say, to go back in. I'll never say never, but right now I'm happy doing what I'm doing.